U.S. retail sales posted their largest gain in 4 months last month, rising 1%. That's the eighth straight monthly gain and in line with expectations. Here now to give us a fuller first quarter report card on retail, our pal retail consultant Jeff Green. Hey, Jeff.
Hey there. How are you, Terry?
All right. What's going on in the retail world?
There are a lot of uncertainty at the moment.
Yeah.
Much of that revolves around the Japan situation, certainly, as well as gas prices.
How big of an impact do you think Japan is going to have on retail?
Well, I think it'll have an impact on two segments of retail, automotive and electronics. Now, with automotive, there is about a two-month backlog of cars, though. What I hear is that a lot of the manufacturers are having trouble getting parts from Japan at the moment. The question is how long that will last and whether it'll continue through this sort of two-month backlog.
Mm.
Now, electronics
right.
is probably going to be a longer-term issue. For example, people have had trouble getting the iPad before the Japan earthquake and tsunami. Now they're going to probably have an even harder time. With phones, prices, I think, should increase. And there may be trouble getting phones beginning in April, probably through the summer.
So once inventories here are sold, might we start seeing some empty shelves?
I think they're going to be empty shelves before empty lots.
That's interesting. Okay.
Hmm. Jeff, Todd here, the other half of this duo. What would you say consumer spending? Is it now at a considerable healthy pace?
I wouldn't necessarily call it healthy. I think what we have seen in the last several months is just that there's been some pent-up demand that we were experiencing for a while, but I think that's waning now, and especially given the concern about gas prices going forward.
Let's talk about those gas prices. What are the chances of rising gas prices actually killing retail sales going forward?
I think it's a huge issue.
Really?
I
was afraid of that.
Yeah. I've really thought about retail sales as being flat, even though they've increased slightly. It's so slightly, it's pretty much flat. As I always said, it's like the turtle has started to move, but it's still a turtle.
Yeah. Right.
Now add in the higher gas prices, that turtle has just stopped.
But retail sales are getting better, Jeff. I just read that. Were you not listening at the beginning? They were up 1% last month, Jeff.
1%? Wow. No, it's very, very minor increase, given the fact that, remember, this 1% increase is comping off of an even more difficult time.
So things aren't really getting that better on the retail front, as everybody would like you to believe.
No, they're not. Mm. No, they're not. And you add in these extraneous factors, such as Libya and Japan, and it really is going to put a crimp on our retail sales.
At least we have people here who are willing to tell it like it is.
What about...
Well, it's interesting. I've always called it the barbell effect. I mean, what we've seen is, the wealthier are spending on luxury goods. The, less wealthy are spending on value-oriented goods. Those are the two ends of the barbell.
Right.
And it's the middle part of that barbell where nobody's spending.
Right. That's where we're located.
Right.
Yeah,
in the
middle. Most of us are.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, how many of us are truly buying luxury products? It's a very, very small percentage.
Well, it's probably because the rich don't feel rich.
Feel rich, and, if they did, because the stock market had seen some increases, over the past couple months, that there's now another level of uncertainty there.
That's like the biggest load of garbage I've ever heard told in my life. The rich don't feel. How does rich feel? Do you have any idea?
No.
Has that ever been described?
But if you ever find out, can you call me?
Yeah.
We'll certainly let you know.
Okay.
But don't hold your breath.
I mean, I've known people with money in my life who've never made an idiotic statement like that.
Oh, it's interesting. But, you know, like I say, the segment is so, so small. Hmm. And you know what's interesting too is there is a segment of that rich where now it's cool to not have that very high end branded merchandise that you're carrying around.
Oh well, I'm right in that category.
Yeah. Wow. We're ahead of the curve there.
Cool? I got stuff that's 30 years old that I carry around with me. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Hey, why get rid of it?
Yeah. That's right.
It's coming back in style, trust
right.
me.
Just as long as it fits.
Right.
The marketing concept, the day of the deal, you know, I was all set to say that, you know, since things are getting better and the picture we're portraying here is not really, is that going to hang around now? Do you think that will still exist?
Well, it's interesting. The day of the deal is coming in all sorts of various different forms now. Before talking to you, I spent the morning on Groupons.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, trying to see what was available locally to buy at a much more affordable price. And I found an independent bookstore, which was selling, you could get $20 of merchandise for $10.
Yeah, if you got 50 other people who want the same thing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you look at Groupon as an example, and that's sort of this emerging channel of web retail, yeah. And it's taken off like crazy.
Yeah, well, the use tax will kill that. Don't worry about it.
Oh, are you positive?
Yeah.
Well, I just read yesterday where Amazon is now like in a quandary because they might be forced to collect use tax and sales tax for every state that they sell in.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not going to become...
Really, it's really going to be a problem.
Hey, that's good if you're a tax accountant. You got a job at...
yes, that's true.
At...
Tell me, that's
Amazon.
Not going to be a nightmare. Mm. Give me a couple of other major factors that you see impacting retail here going into the summer.
Well, again, I think it's going to boil down to the situation in Libya and Japan and the effect on gas prices and the effect on the auto and electronics industries. I think that's really what we're going to see.
Okay.
I think we're going to also see that the consumer, I think we're going to feel the effects of this mostly in the summer. And I think what we're going to see is the consumer not spending as much money on back to school type of merchandise.
Okay.
I think that's going to
be
a
weak fall numbers he's projecting.
All right. Jeff Green at jeffgreenpartners.com out in Phoenix with us once again. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you very much.